Sergeant, over here. At ease. You're not in trouble, no. Well, I guess it depends what you mean by in trouble, but I just have a concern. No, not that type of concern. How about you step into my office? It's a bit of a private matter. Have a seat. Okay. I thought it would be important to inform you that I know about your reputation. Don't play dumb with me, Sergeant. I know you've slept with every commissioned officer in our fleet. I'm not mad. Far from it, actually. I'm just wondering why. You know what I mean. You know, Sergeant, the walls are very thin here. You know, budget cuts, we can't afford to have soundproofing in every quarter. So, enlisted ranks have a lower quality wall, which means that anyone walking past can hear what's going on. I know you've been very careful with the commissioned officers, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you're alone. When there's no one around. I know which name you call. Which name you beg to please you. Yes, I'm very aware of your predicament when it comes to me. No. Again, I'm not mad, I'm just curious. You've been with every other commissioned officer, so why not me? The level of attraction's not what's holding you back, so what's stopping you? I don't think it's inappropriate at all, Sergeant. Do you? I didn't think so. So tell me, why have you fucked every captain here except me, when clearly I'm the one you fantasize about the most? You seem speechless. I might not be human, Sergeant, but I'm not clueless. So, why don't you answer my question? Or maybe answer another one. Would you like to fuck me, Sergeant? Because all you have to do is say the word. Good boy. Your face is getting all flushed. Does that mean you like it? Oh, no, aren't you eager? Where's that hand going down to? Do you even know my physiology? Why don't you let me take the reins from here, Sergeant? You'd be surprised how much I know about human biology. Like what's happening down there. Hello. Feel the way my fingers slide down your chest. Why don't you get that uniform off for me? That's a good little boy. You know, I have to admit, it wasn't just once that I heard you touching yourself in your quarters. There were more than a few times where I'd walk past in the middle of the night, just for a routine check of all the dormitories, and, well, if I heard something, I heard something. And if I heard something, maybe I kept listening. And maybe if I kept listening, I'd touch myself too. Now, I'm not saying that any of that happened. It would be quite unprofessional of me, but, judging by your storied sexual history, that's hardly the most unprofessional thing that's happened on this ship. Very nice. Your, body, I mean. Look at that. You know, I've always wanted to see one up close. I wonder what would happen if I, kissed down your chest. And right down to this. Yeah, you like when I kiss your little cock like that. Don't worry, I'll be very gentle with you. Do you like that? I lick a thick stripe from the base to the tip. Here, let me take your whole cock in my throat. Someone's getting bold now, aren't we? You taste very nice, Sergeant. No wonder everybody wants me to give you a promotion. How have you been putting out for everyone except me? What a shame that is. No, no, it's fine. You just my antenna. They act as some sort of erogenous zone for me. God, that feels good. Good boy. You sure do know how to make a lady feel good, huh? Careful now, don't get too noisy. I told you, the walls are thinner than you think them. You don't want someone to wonder what's going on here, would you? You know, I think I'm getting a little tired of doing all the work. I think maybe you should give me a show. Oh, Sergeant. You should know by now what I mean. I want you to stroke your cock for me. Oh, there we go. Is this what you do to yourself every night as you think of me? Just rub, rub, rub. Feeling your hand on your cock, wishing it was mine. You know, I knew you were into me. The way you stared at me when you thought I wasn't looking. Like you wanted to get on your knees and obey my every word. Or all the times your eyes lingered on my tits and my ass. But I never would have guessed that you'd gotten your way around the ship like that. But maybe I should have. You know, you seem so nice and innocent, but you are a fucking freak, aren't you? Hand on your cock in my office, trying to hold back your pretty little moans. You're doing a pretty bad job. At this rate, I'm sure someone will wonder what's going on. Maybe one of the lieutenants. Oh. Was that a twitch I saw? You'd love that, wouldn't you? You'd want them to come in here and see you weak for me, taking it so well. Just wanting to please me. And you know they'd apologize and leave, but they wouldn't be able to get it out of their head, would they? No. They'd go back to their quarters and pleasure themselves to the thought of you doing exactly as I say. Does that turn you on? The thought of a voyeur getting off to you? Yes. Oh, stroke your cock for me. Good boy. Oh. Tell me, Sergeant. Are you close? Do you want to come for me? I know you do. Look at you, all flustered, pumping your cock for me. And you're doing it so well. You know, Sergeant, I think that maybe you need a little more guidance. Stroke your thighs for me. They are so lovely after all. But you wish that was my hand, don't you? And it's so close. I could just reach and touch you right there. You like the feeling of my fingertips on your cock. But I've gotta be honest, I'm not feeling too generous today. And I also don't think that you've quite deserved it. How about if you can come when I say one, then maybe, just maybe, we can have a few more meetings like this in the future. And I do know that you are so, so close. Let's start from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, I couldn't help it. It's just so fun to play with you. Okay. Let's try again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.5, 1.25, 1. Come for me. Be a good boy and come for me. Oh, very good. Look at that. There we go. Get every last drop. Oh, now that was quite a show, wasn't it, Sergeant? You should see your face right now. God, you look so wrecked. Well, I think it's about time you cleaned yourself up. You wouldn't want someone in the hall to see you like this, would you? All right. Run along now, back to your quarters. And I'll be sure to keep an ear out for you tonight.